Weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio, and it's our pleasure to have U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis joining us today from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Great, Duke. Thank you for hosting me on Star Valley's radio station this morning. I'm so pleased to be with you.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. And it's good to get some updates on what's happening for Wyoming back in D.C. And I wanted to start with this BLM Rock Springs plan that has been released by the Bureau of Land Management for the Green River RMP. This has a lot of people concerned. In fact, as you well know, Senator, almost every level of government, from local all the way up to the state national level, are concerned about this. Maybe just bring it back to the ground level for our listeners. Tell us what this plan is and what the Bureau of Land Management would like to do.
Well, Duke, they've been at this for about a year, having released in August of 2023 a plan to put more than 1.8 million acres of land in Wyoming, all of which is managed by that Rock Springs field office, in the designation that's called Areas of Critical Environmental Concern, or ACECs. Now, when something is in an ACEC, an Area of Critical Environmental Concern, it can be dropped down to a single use, which is to protect the environment and the land features in that area. So that would, if it were enforced that way, it could end grazing, transmission line improvements, gas production. It's impacting the Trona mines. It's impacting hunting, recreation, grazing, mining, oil and gas, and any improvements on the land. This is the most consequential resource management plan recommendation I have ever seen out of the Bureau of Land Management. The other thing it does that's really frustrating is they disregarded about 10 years of work by local people who are very familiar with the uses on the ground in this area, and instead went with a recommendation to put all of those uses out of bounds in this 1.8 million acres. So this is worth a lot of time, attention, and concern by the people of Southwest Wyoming.
Senator, as people do get concerned about this, two questions. First, what can the residents of Southwest Wyoming do? And then secondly, what is happening at the federal level by Wyoming's congressional delegation for this as well?
Well, I'll start with the second part of that first. Senator Barrasso and I led our colleagues in to write a letter urging the BLM to immediately withdraw this insane, misguided proposal. That was last October. It has not been withdrawn. We want people in the area, especially those who access this ground, use this ground, or for whom this 1.8 million acres is a touch point in their lives, whether they're grazing livestock or just recreating on this property. We want the people of Southwest Wyoming to weigh in on this. So commenting on the proposed area of critical environmental concern, and in specific ways, the specific ways that it affects the people of Southwest Wyoming are what we want to see. It would be enormously helpful for people who live, recreate, work in that area to write to the Bureau of Land Management their public comments.
Senator, and you mentioned this at the beginning, but just to reemphasize, this is the Rock Springs RMP, but it's not just Rock Springs. Part of this land is in Lincoln County. It impacts a whole corner of the state. It's not just Sweetwater County. This has a huge ripple effect.
Important point. It would be managed by the Rock Springs Field Office, but the land itself extends way beyond Sweetwater County, into Uinta County, into Lincoln County, into Carbon County, into even Southern Sublette and Fremont counties. So it covers a wide swath. It's important that everyone in that area who is impacted by it understand the extent of the area of critical environmental concern they're considering giving special designation to, and weigh in on the ways it affects you specifically. And certainly the people of Lincoln County should be heard from.
Senator, how soon could this actually go into effect and be a permanent designation, if you will? And what impact could maybe a Trump administration play on this, depending on how the presidential election goes?
Well, it would be huge, a game changer, if a president is reelected. The manner in which the 10 years of hard work that the people of Southwest Wyoming, including the efforts of the Wyoming Governor's Office, to address the RMP in a much more multiple use and responsible manner, that their work was absolutely thrown out and disregarded by the BLM in coming up with the current proposal and recommendation, is indication of how this could be withdrawn if President Trump were elected president. A new BLM director, a new Department of the Interior secretary could immediately withdraw this misguided proposal and reinstate the preferred alternative within the set of alternatives that was prepared when this RMP was drafted. So it would be a game changer if President Trump is elected. So calling your friends and neighbors in states that are battleground states would be very, very helpful. Further, the Bureau of Land Management is currently taking comment until September 23rd. And so the deadline for comments for the proposal that is wreaking havoc on Southwest Wyoming is coming right up. So if you can sound the alarm and spread the word, Duke, in Lincoln County, that the comment period ends on September 23rd, we would be most grateful, because Senator Barrasso and I, as well as Congresswoman Hageman, will be also working through the comments that are submitted by Wyoming people to punctuate what Wyoming people have to say about the proposed Rock Springs RMP.
It's U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, appreciate your time, your insight on this as always. We have about a minute and a half left, so I'll just ask one more question, if that's okay. Another big concern, a different topic, but another big concern for people of Wyoming is the southern border. What's the latest from what you've seen on the southern border and again, the potential for an administration change and the impact that could have?
Administration change would be an absolute game changer. If President Trump's reelected, he can reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. He can shut that border down, and we can start addressing the thousands of people on the terrorist watch list and the criminals that are coming across our southern border, start finding them and deporting them. The dangers that are brought about by having this many, not only undocumented people, but people who are undocumented, unknown, and released into communities all over our country is terrifying from a crime perspective, from a fentanyl perspective, and from a human trafficking perspective. So the reelection of President Trump is absolutely pivotal, critical, and decisive when it comes to both topics we've discussed today, Duke. So for people in Lincoln County who have friends and relatives elsewhere in the country, especially battleground states, by all means, use your internet connections and your cell phones to call them and encourage them to support President Trump.
U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming today on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, it's always a pleasure. It was great to see you here in Star Valley this summer, visiting some of the parades, and wish you the best in D.C.
I'll see you again in October, Duke.
That's great. That's Senator Cynthia Lummis this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.